start from the book of Genesis in the Old Testament and go all through the Old Testament and New Testament. You might wonder how long you're going to be here. But actually, most, there aren't that many, and they are mostly only about one verse each. But they are all references from the very beginning of the breath of God. And so let us open our hearts to God's word at this time. And Denise and I will be reading some of these verses alternately.
Genesis 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed man from dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living thing.
Second reading comes from the 33rd chapter of Job. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life.
Your third reading comes from Psalm 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all their hosts by the breath of his mouth.
The next reading is a little bit longer. It comes from the 37th chapter in Ezekiel. It is Ezekiel's vision, the valley of dry bones. And I encourage you to look at this chapter as a whole when you have time. This is one portion of it. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So Ezekiel prophesied as he had been commanded, but there was no breath in them. Then the Lord said to Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Ezekiel prophesied as he was commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude.
Our next reading, Isaiah 42, verse 5. Thus God said, the Lord who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what came from it, who gives breath to the people unto it, and the spirit to those who walk in it.
And the final reading in this selection comes from John's Gospel. It's Jesus' first resurrection appearance to his disciples, the 20th chapter of John. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When Jesus had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I didn't feel like I could talk about the breath of God without including Ezekiel's vision of the valley of dry bones. It's such a visual passage. You can see it happening right in front of you. It's powerful and beautiful. Ezekiel prophesied to the bones as he was told, but then to begin with, there was no breath in them. So again, in his vision, the Lord spoke, prophesy to the breath, come from the four winds, O breath, that they may live. And this time, the bones came to life at God's word. We are connected to the earth, the air, the winds, north, south, east, west, with each breath, and to the breath of God. The image, the description in Ezekiel may be that of a vision, but there's truth in such visions. It guided Ezekiel forward and empowered him for the work that he was to do for God. In the New Testament scripture from John's Gospel that you heard a few moments ago, where Jesus' action and words to his disciple, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus breathed on them breath and life, both physical and spiritual, not of our own doing. The scripture verses you heard earlier, all referring to the breath of God, were woven, as I said, through the Old and New Testaments, and there's many more. Even so, there might be some who might be inclined to say, well, breathing, it's a physical function that supports us. Taking in oxygen, giving off carbon dioxide, it sustains life. That's not new information. But of course, there's something more as well, much more, beyond this physical exchange. It says a lot about who God and our relationship with God is. It reminds us that our image of God must expand to how vast God is. Yet at the very same moment, how deeply God is at home within us. Not just the first breath that we each took, but every breath that we take. Every breath, as all of us worship this morning. Contrary to the thought that God is only out there in the distance, which of course God is out there in the distance, but God is also every bit in here, in this sanctuary, in the homes of every person tuned in this morning, and within each and every one of us, and every living being around the world. All of that is hard to get our minds around. Our breath is a gift, given freely, not asked for, and obviously not one and done. Too often we take it for granted, unless you are one of those who have lung or breathing issues. Our breath is both a connection and an indwelling. The vastness of God out there has been known from ancient times. That phrase in the scripture this morning in Ezekiel saying, from the four winds, is the way in which the ancients often referred to the vastness of God. And yet there's also the immediacy and the presence of God right here, right now, in each of us, which is equally true. It is gift. There's a line in a poem that I read recently by Mary Beth Redman that speaks to how important our breath is in our lives. There's many different reasons. But she wrote, "As wild storms gather, we breathe and maintain our center of gravity." Again, as wild storms gather, we breathe and maintain our center of gravity. Wild storms like what? Well, it could be upsets in our personal lives, large or small. It could be the catastrophes around the world, fires, floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, wars, violence, all around the world. It could be sudden health issues that unexpectedly happen in most of our lives at one time or another. It could be the latest political or world news in the headlines as wild storms gather. We breathe and maintain our center of gravity. We breathe and remember whose breath is in us. We breathe and remember whose people we are. The breath of God connects us, fills us, calms us. We do not have to go down a rabbit hole when faced with fear, anxiety, or anger. Our breath can take us consciously to this moment and to the one who is breathing in and through us, with us. Our breath is always available to us, instantly, right here and now, and in any situation we find ourselves in. Our breath, the breath of God in and with us. Growing up, I remember hearing or being told, count to 10 if you get upset or angry before you say anything. I don't remember ever being a count to 10 kind of person. But becoming aware of our breathing seems to have replaced counting to 10 as a means of calming or stilling ourselves in recent times. For example, I like to watch golf, not as much as I enjoy playing it, but I like to watch it. And almost every time the interviewer interviews the winner of a golf tournament, one of the questions is, how did you stay so calm coming down the stretch? And the answer, almost every single time, is some version of, I focused on my breath. I took some deep breaths. My caddy told me to do some deep breathing. Breathing and counting our breaths, keeping focusing on them, it's not just about winning a golf tournament. It's for all of us to try to do, to live with some equanimity and maintain peace in our relationships, not speaking out of anger, resentment, or sarcasm. Yes, feel the rage or anger, but allow it to pass through you. Focus on some deep breaths, just thinking about. Breathe in, out. In, out, by and through the grace of God, seek to diffuse the wild storms in your life. Anyone who practices or has tried meditation or centering prayer knows that breath is a big part of that. To focus on one's breath takes us to this present moment, and if we focus on it, it cuts out all the noise that is constantly coming at us, but not just from the outside. It's everything that rises up within us as well, that constant stream of consciousness that runs and runs within us. Focusing on our breath can give us a time out. It can calm us, ideally allowing us to respond thoughtfully in a charged moment. Our breath is a reminder that God is right here, with and in me and you physically. Often, and too often, we think of God only as a thought in our heads. We may wish we had visions or healing powers or other gifts, but something we all have received is the breath of God, which is not just a thought, but physical and life within us. That makes us 21st century God bearers, or as one writer and scientist put it, Ilia Dilio, she says we are mini incarnations of God. I like that phrase. We are many incarnations of God. I'm going to end with these few words on breath. My breath, in and out, the breath of God. My heartbeat, the living God pulsing within and through me, gives rise to wonder and awe. Where is God? Some ask. Right here, right now, and everywhere, near and far, beyond imagining, yet near as your breath and mine. To God be the glory. Amen.
And now,